Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I know a dog that will hunt. His name, Andrew Berry. Well, Browns are at pick 54. Just want to make sure. You know who's still on the board, right?
Quite a lot of players, actually.
Yeah, plenty of players, actually.
Yeah, there's a ton of players.
At least 200.
Oh, I think it's like 300, maybe 4.
Can I interest you folks?
On your board, maybe.
How many are on yours?
Can I interest you people?
Two.
And a young man named Ladd McConkey.
Oh, wow. Why does Ken like Ladd McConkey? That's interesting.
I hate you. God, I hate your guts. I should have known that you were going to do that. I hate you for it. You pulled me into it, and I hate you for it. Everybody loves Ladd McConkey.
Do they?
You jerk.
Especially Ken Carr.
That's not true.
I mean,
that's a Ken Carmen classic.
Most in our audience
come
might.
Come on, Owen. Lord almighty. We mean most in our audience.
I'm not exactly sure the exact demographic breakdown.
216-474-0092. Do you like Ladd McConkey or do you not like Ladd McConkey? He is a wide receiver out of Georgia. Very good route runner. He is a gym rat. He's a student of the game.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's really, all those things.
He's got a mental aptitude. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, he is.
He's going to pick up the game very quickly on that end?
Yeah, he's a grinder.
Okay.
That's what he is.
I like that.
And the Browns are at pick 54. And I got to tell you, I don't know if they're going to be staying there tonight. I don't know if they're going to be staying at pick 54.
So you think they could be moving up?
There's some names out there, Matt Cooper DeGene.
See, Dustin Fox really likes him.
Well, he is also a gym rat and a student of the game.
Oh, he's smart, too. Really smart.
Really smart player.
That guy has his nose in the playbook.
He does. And also went to Iowa, which is really par for the course. Anyway.
And apparently most want to move him to safety already.
Yeah, I saw that, and I go, why is that?
Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Why do you say something like that? Would you be opposed to moving up, giving up picks?
I'd be surprised.
You said that they need more picks.
Yeah, I'd be surprised just because of that.
Let me tell you.
Especially considering the talent that seems to be on the board. But I don't know. I mean, I hear that Andrew Berry's very aggressive. That's what everybody likes to say.
I don't have my draft value chart, right? So I don't know how many, like, to get up to, like, 33, I don't know how many you could get up to. Like, in the second round, your second, your third, your fifth. Like, I'm sure you could try to make that work here and there. But if, like, Ladd McConkey ain't off the board and it's starting to get close, I say, fine. If Cooper DeGene is not off the board, hey, you guys want to sit there and trade Greg Newsome, there's maybe a reason to trade Greg Newsome right there. That's a guy with a first-round grade. That's a legitimate guy with a first-round grade. Because you have all these offensive guys go off the
board.
Like,
I don't think Mitchell from Texas is going to be there by the time that they are selected. I thought he would go to the 49ers, and the 49ers kind of surprised people with
their
pick.
Got Kool-Aid McKinstry still there for you. Sorry, go ahead with what you were saying.
I mean, are we even sure it's going to be a wide receiver?
No.
I see so many Browns fans that, you know, the receiver is always going to be the sexy position, so you are definitely brushing up on wide receiver options. I just don't think they're going that way because I also think they don't want to close the book on Cedric Tillman.
Yes.
I think they're excited about Cedric Tillman. I think they have reason to be excited. I know there were things we saw that we didn't love I think even the coaches kind of talked about, hey, he's got to know the playbook. He's got to know the routes. Like he, but I don't think they're going to box him out by doing that, because the minute you would draft somebody in the second round, you kind of feel like you'd be closing the book on Cedric Tillman already, and that seems premature.
Al Copenhagen says that he questions, he asks, guys, is Ladd scrappy? Ladd is scrappy.
Boy, that is...
Him and Cooper DeJean happen to be scrappy. Yep. 216-474-0092.
Ladd McConkey would play really well in West Park. Cam's Corners. I think they would really
So does Al Copenhagen, for that matter. I'll tell you that right now, yeah. I know you want more swings at it. I think next year is the time for more swings at it. I think that right now, you look at their roster, you could just go into the season with that as your 53 and call that what it is. Now, there's always going to be, hey, you want to bring these guys in, and Mark says he's deceptively fast. Yep, Ladd is deceptively fast. So is Cooper DeJean. You want to bring these guys in and give them a chance to compete and see if they could do it. But, I mean, you're a team right now, like Minnesota, after their trade yesterday, I think they have two picks next year. I think that's like it. I think they got like a first or and a fifth, and that's like it. So Minnesota has themselves, I think it might be a second. Minnesota is going for it here, and they brought in J.J. McCarthy, for crying out loud. You have a veteran quarterback. Now, you have wide receivers. Now, I don't want to forget about Elijah Moore, but Elijah Moore more than likely ain't going to be here at the end of this coming year. And then you still have Amari Cooper. Well, I don't know about Amari Cooper's future just yet. I'd like to extend him, but we'll see how that goes. You'll have Jerry Jeudy. You have David Njoku. We'll see how Cedric Tillman develops, but I don't know how much of a chance he's going to get to develop on the field in front of fans, because you still have all those guys. And so do you want to bring in Ladd McConkey, and do you think that he cracks that surface and becomes the third wide receiver instead of Elijah Moore? Maybe that's a possibility for everybody. I know that everybody loves Ladd McConkey, and they will be lined up down the street to shake Andrew Berry's hand if he moves up and gets Ladd McConkey.
Well, just how would that look in this new offense that they are creating? Let's start to think about, you know, what this is. We haven't seen it, right? We've only seen the offense that they rolled out last year with Deshaun Watson, and then quickly how they pivoted once Joe Flacco came in. What do we think the offense even looks like? And how does somebody like Ladd McConkey fit into the confines of that offense? It's tough because we don't even know who's calling the plays right now.
The problem is, if I start saying those things, it sounds like I'm going back to the old joke, and I'm not, about how he would fit the offense. He runs a good route.
I am being genuine in this case.
I know, but it might sound like we joke so much that it might sound like we're making jokes again. But the things that he does well.
There's all sorts of truth and humor, Kenny.
That's true.
As you know.
216-474-0092. Jim in Strongsville. Hello.
I love that kid. I think he's got a lot of moxie. He's a very cerebral player. I think he's the kind of guy that we have to have.
Teacher's pet, really.
Oh, he's first guy in, last guy out. He does all the little things that make, you know, he's a glue guy. He's one of those guys that's really going to make things happen for the Browns.
All right, that's enough. Is this just a joke?
You're just doing shtick. Is that what we're doing?
Listen, I think Satan's calling back at 9:45.
Leave the low-hanging fruit to us.
By the way,
coming in hot at 9:45.
That first one in, last one out thing. If only Kevin Stefanski off the air. If only we could dive into what he truly believes about guys showing off about being the first one in. Because that was the realest Kevin Stefanski I have ever seen, and yep. I loved it.
Well, but what he said is absolutely true, and we were glad to hear it. So do you not want to move up? Do you just want to pick at 54, or do you want to get more picks?
Yeah, the way it's...
Because if we're talking... I see your point, because if we're talking development, like, okay, well, you can develop guys later.
Which I know stinks, because they have not done well in the third round for wide receivers, right? Like, they have not shown, or they have not instilled a lot of confidence in being able to do that based on their selections the last 3 years.
They've done well in the second round. I don't think altogether they've done very well in the third round.
Yeah, so I know it's like, oh, wait, you're going down. Why? To get more picks in which rounds? Those rounds that you haven't necessarily done, although where Martin Emerson was taken.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Certainly looks good. Did you find it at all intriguing yesterday? What, you had six quarterbacks taken in the first round. You had seven wide receivers and what, one tight end? I mean, that's almost half your first round are either targets or quarterbacks. And it pushed all the defensive players and it pushed all the non-quarterbacks down. Which guaranteed that like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati were going to get exactly who they wanted.
This is going to be some analysis. Where
they
continue.
Got this is getting into nitty gritty football analysis and nitty gritty draft analysis.
That's okay.
But we have seen, right, the gravitational pull that goes on in the first round with quarterbacks. All right, we already knew that, but wide receivers too. Like if you ever want one of the premier wide receiver targets, if you're not in the top half of the draft, you're just not getting them. Like it's amazing target wise that you just have no shot to get him.
Well, you got these, because I want to go through here. Like, Caleb Williams goes number one, and then at number nine, they go back because, you know, they took Michael Penix in Atlanta. You get Roma Dunze. Mm-hmm. And then you find out that Caleb Williams was telling them that he really likes Roma Dunze to give him a target. They're trying to make these guys, I think, general managers know that these guys are not as equipped as they used to be. And they're being forced to play in different offenses. They might not necessarily be ready, but they also know that, damn it, there's a lot of pressure on these guys to play and to play as soon as they can, because owners have become giant fans, and they want to see these guys. They want to make money with these guys. And so now you have to go out, and when you get a guy, you have to find a way to make him comfortable. And so you get a security blanket wide receiver. You get Roma Dunze out of Washington to help out Caleb Williams, even though you already have Keenan Allen there.
Yeah.
You already have DJ Moore there. You already have Cole Kmet there. I mean, those are good players. And so I think that, yeah, that's part of the reason where, hey, let's go out. We have a young quarterback. Let's go out and get some of these wide receivers for our football team. Kyler Murray, still young, definitely under fire for a lot of people. And what did they do? They decided they're still in the Kyler Murray business. They went out and they got a wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr. There's another part where I thought the Giants pick with Malik Nabers was a terrible pick. Not because of Malik Nabers, because of the sunk cost of what they have with Daniel Jones. So they're going to continue to go through because they paid him, they had to pay him, and they're going to continue to go through this dog and pony show of trying to tell people that Daniel Jones is a worthy NFL starter in this league, and he's not. And the only thing that I would say is that I would hope Malik Nabers doesn't go south on you before you have a chance to get a real quarterback in there that can actually throw to him. But you have these systems here where you have high picks, young quarterbacks, guys who are spinning because you're firing your head coaches every other year, firing your general managers every other year, and you can't necessarily jump off the quarterback every single year. Some cases you can, and we saw that with Arizona, oddly enough. But there's a lot of cases you can't, and you have to decide how these guys are going to work out for you. And also, you know, we got to put in how much the owners like these guys. You think that David Tepper's going to give up on Bryce Young? It's certainly going to take a hell of a lot longer for him than it is any of us, considering what they gave up.
But what's amazing to me is we just saw when it was, and again, the way that they qualified it, hits and misses in the NFL draft, whether guys signed the second contract or not. And we went into that yesterday about Baker Mayfield. But quarterbacks, wide receivers, two of the bigger bust positions in the first round. And yet you saw again, quarterbacks, wide receivers, one tight end, they were all up there. And the odds are a lot of these are going to be total disasters with those picks. Like, does it mean that we're not learning, or does it mean you can't just stop taking, you know, you can't stop throwing darts just because before there have been a lot of misses? That doesn't necessarily mean anything. That doesn't necessarily, you know, carve out exactly what your pick is going to be.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Also, I heard something yesterday, and this is weird territory for me. because you got local guys, you fall in love with local guys. Albert Breer, yesterday on Afternoon Drive, on Michael Hall, the local kid out of Ohio State, which some people had him at 54 to the Cleveland Browns.
Michael Hall is interesting just because I think he brings something that Cleveland's been looking for, a disruptive athletic defensive tackle, right? Now, the question with him is going to be the red flags and the personality, and are you okay with it, right? And that's something that I think different. Like, there are teams that have him off the board. So, you know, I think that's something you're going to have to kind of wrap your head around. And I would say he'd be one where if you didn't meet with him, you're not taking. Like, you probably had to meet with him and get comfortable with him. And I think kind of like wrap your arms around the idea of taking him and have a plan for him. But, like, you know, I think the upside of it, the upshot of it, you could have a first round talent, right? Like, so he'd be the one that I sort of look at and say, yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
See, I'm shocked by hearing that from Albert Breer, because I live down the street from the high school he went to. I think there's a lot of people in that town that they would definitely start cussing in Albert Breer's direction over what was just said. And I know that Albert Breer ain't making it up. He's just reporting what he's reporting, what he's heard.
Well,
right?
And Albert has a direct line to Ohio State.
But it's
so
it's true.
It also caused you to wonder, what is he hearing?
But it blew my mind, because I'm telling you right now, I don't think you find anybody in that town that's going to say a bad thing about him. I don't think you're going to find anybody in that town that's going to say a bad thing about him.
It brings into focus.
I was shocked hearing that yesterday.
Well, it brings into focus a larger question, right? Like, first of all, I always joke about how many guys are labeled first-round guys. Mm-hmm. Whether they're taken in the first round, then that's 32, right? 32 guys are automatically first-round talent.
Yeah.
It seems like three-fourths of the second round guys, somebody has a first-round grade on. So fans go, hey, we got a first-round guy in the second round. Happens every year. Every Browns pick that's ever been taken in the second round, oh, first round, had a first-round grade. So now we get to the third round, and you start adding up, well, that guy was injured. Oh, he tore his ACL. He would have been first round. Or there's red flags. We're up to 100 guys now that should have gone in the first round. Like, it happens every year, and it kind of muddies the discourse on how we talk about these guys.
216-474-0092. I got Daryl at 8 o'clock. Would he take any guys with some red flags there, especially at pick 54, and a local guy, which I'm surprised to hear that out of Albert Breer, and I want to hear something from Daryl on this issue. But next, how long you got to stick around to call yourself a good fan? Fix My Life, coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.